Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Bangladesh Army must reject being a pawn of the colonialists in the name of so-called UN peacemaking and reclaim its destiny as guardians of the Ummah. The Bangladesh Army confirms a devastating drone attack on a United Nations base in Sudan's Abyei region on December 13, 2025. This assault killed 6 Bangladeshi peacemakers and wounded 8 others. The heartbreaking moment demands not just mourning, but a critical reassessment of the very mission for which they gave their lives. The conflict they were sent to manage is not a simple local dispute. It is the direct and intended consequence of a century-old Western colonial scheme to divide, weaken, and plunder the Muslim world. The borders in Sudan, like those across Africa and the Middle East, were drawn in London and Brussels to trap brother against brother, fueling endless competition over land and resources like the oil beneath the Abyei region. Today, this colonial project continues under a new name, quote, UN peacemaking, end quote. Missions like UNICEF-A are not neutral humanitarian endeavors. They are the armed guardians of a failed and oppressive Western world order. Their purpose is not to resolve conflicts justly, but to manage and freeze them, ensuring Western powers, especially the US, maintain control over strategic lands, resources, and political outcomes. They legitimize the very borders that birth the violence and protect the corrupt secular Western installed regimes in Sudan that rule without Islam. The American agenda is nakedly clear. It used John Garang and decades of rebellion to tear South Sudan from the body of the Muslim Ummah. It now uses proxies like the Rapid Support Forces to balkanize Darfur, seeking to fracture a strategic Muslim land into weak, controllable states. We must ask, how can Bangladesh's Muslim army be a tool in this neo-colonial scheme? Muslim armies are formed to be defenders of Islam, not mercenaries for interests of the belligerent kuffar. Participating in these missions makes us complicit in a system that plunders Muslim wealth and divides our ummah. Also, our government's hypocrisy is stark. It cannot secure our own borders or sovereignty from enemy India's aggression, but readily sends our military officers to celebrate a victor's parade in India, as reported by the Business Standard on December 8, 2025, while assigning our soldiers to die guarding colonialist borders in Sudan. The enemy's plans will not stop. True security for the Ummah will only come by addressing the root cause, the absence of unified Islamic leadership under the Sharia that will dismantle the Westphalian nation-state order. The ultimate solution is the re-establishment of the Khilafah al-Rashidah, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, which alone can protect Muslim lands, nullify colonial borders, and administer justice. Let the blood of our martyrs awaken us. Let it end our role in a bankrupt world order and catalyze our return to the duty of unifying and defending the Muslim Ummah. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.